Panelists in the forum, known as Pulled Over, represented the political, legal, and religious communities. All admitted being pulled over by a police officer at one time or another. The Reverend Kinzer Poynter says he always carries with him two small books, one containing Holy Scripture and the other...
This document is a copy of the Constitution of the United States and the Declaration of Independence. And every American ought to be intimately familiar with both documents, because it's very difficult for you to know your rights without reading this document.
Poynter also passed on this advice. If one is pulled over, don't resist or fight back, even if the officer is wrong. One can always pursue legal options afterward, as opposed to a situation escalating and perhaps turning deadly. Members of the audience expressed concerns about their personal safety, including Malika, a U.S.-born Muslim woman who says she has never had problems with police. It's others in the public who worry her.
We're in the times where it's, you know, all over television. Muslims are terrorists. We are a peace-loving people. You know, we hate the fundamentalist just as much as anybody else. We don't approve of what's going on. This is our land. We live here, too, and we take pride in being here.
Reverend Josue Rosario Calice told her and the audience that it's up to the rest of the public to stand with their fellow Americans.
Many have murdered and many have oppressed in the name of Jesus. So for us to say all Muslims think this and all Muslims, that's absolutely wrong.
Also discussed was the question about body cameras and police officers. One speaker suggested while people record incidents on their smartphones and share them on social media, body cameras provide officers with evidence from their point of view. The Buffalo Police Department and city leaders are discussing a pilot program involving a limited number of officers. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.